No time for love, Dr. Jones. We gotta do this show fast.
Why?
Because we might have goofed off for like an extra 2 hours in the studio.
No, we didn't.
Well, I booked us for 4 hours and you showed up. We booked 1 to 5 on Sunday.
Yeah.
What am I talking about?
No,
this was recorded the day before.
Yeah, this is Thursday.
This is a Thursday episode, so we recorded it Wednesday. Like late Wednesday night. No news stories whatsoever. Have passed through anything.
No, absolutely
not. We have missed nada.
Nothing.
And no way did I book the studios 1 to 5 on Sunday. And you got in at like 105, 110. I think we got here around 140.
Yeah.
And we pretty much goofed off till about 2:30.
What?
We did.
Not me. I don't goof off.
Yeah, right.
That's not
the instant I give you breathing room, you're like, oh, my phone? I remember you. Let's play.
Where's my phone?
I don't know. Did you keister it?
I don't have it.
Did you vagoo it? I don't see the phone. You're right. You got me.
See? So stick it in your ear, pal.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
There's kids listening.
Up your nose with a rubber hose.
Oh, okay. Shock, shock. I don't need that sort of stuff on these airwaves. You're listening to Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio. Allison Frank is your co-hostess. She would have replied right there, but she you looked like a lion on the Serengeti with that yawn.
Yeah, well, gotta let it out. Better out than in. Isn't that what they say?
I don't know. You sound like a stroke patient right now. Let's hope you get it together.
Yeah.
Show's website's in papasbasement.com. You go there, you got all of our contact information, because nothing exists right now unless you're following on Facebook.
Right.
Which you can with us, facebook.com/papasbasement. We also need not Tinder accounts. Well, we do need those, yeah. Twitter accounts. That's at Papa's Basement for me. Allison's at Allison Frank, Allis0N. She's like Prince, like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I guess that's it for the show's website. It's really just the contact information. It's just every site just references you to another site. I suppose every Monday and Thursday, a new episode of the show is posted.
Yeah, that's right.
Friday, I write about a movie coming out that weekend. Unless there's really just crap coming out.
Yeah, you haven't done one, have you?
I didn't do one last weekend. Week before I did Pacific Rim. This weekend it was like, what, R.I.P.D.?
Yeah.
Which people, I only know about it because Lebowski went on to Opie and Anthony to kind of promote it. He was awesome. He just sat there and was like cool as hell in real life. But that's how I know about that clunker.
Yeah.
And other than that, there's what, The Conjuring? Like, how many times am I going to make fun of bad horror movies?
It's bad. It looks stupid, but it got, I suppose, good reviews.
I don't think it did in the end. I thought Rotten Tomatoes poo-pooed on it.
No, I think it's in the positive. Ooh. I think it's 81% or something.
Ooh, look at us. Yeah. We got some heated political debate going.
We do?
Yeah, right now.
What happened?
Hold on. Ooh, damn, 85.
Yeah, I told you. It was up there.
You're the big wiener.
Yeah, but it's not good. It was laughable. I saw the trailer, and I just thought, oh, that's hilarious. That's stupid. I don't really get into horror movies anyway, so that's not my thing. I did like Cabin in the Woods, but
I hated that.
I actually liked it.
I thought that failed at both comedy and horror.
Oh, it was fun.
Thank you very much.
No, it was fun. It was all right.
It was both not enjoyable, and Joss Whedon got to put in his like foot fetish stuff.
I don't remember any foot fetish stuff.
Oh, watch it. There's going to be barefoot women in several parts.
That's it was
just
fun.
What gives him a rod.
It made me laugh. I like the guy. He's also in, he's in a lot of stuff, but I like the old guy in it.
Yeah. Oh, the old guy who's in lots of stuff. I know
him. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He was in that one thing with the other girl.
Uh-huh.
You remember that movie? It came out a couple years ago. I don't know what year. You really look like this is detention right now. Are you all right? Do we need to bail? If you want to drive out again, that's what you want, if you want another
hour-long drive. I'm totally good.
You're not totally good.
I am totally good.
If I had a surgeon walking in with your body language right now, I would cancel everything. I'd rather have the cancer kill me.
I'm spot on.
You're not. You're not convincing anyone. You're like the pilot who goes out and everyone knows this guy's going to crash.
Yeah.
He's like, no, I'm good, man. Just let me at him. 20 minutes later, his intruder is getting shot down by the VC.
Seriously, come on. That's crazy.
Really?
I could handle a goose getting in one of my engines. I'll bring her down
safely.
All
right, come on. We got, I think we've already done 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So the wind's at our back.
Okay.
Let's just say 45 minutes to go. I'll give you a 50-minuter. We're practically there.
I'm good.
This is exercise talk. Like, I have to jog for a half hour, 30 seconds. Sure. American math skills. You're going, hell yeah, a quarter of the way. We're good. I learned my fractions.
Yeah, what's wrong with that? It's good stuff. Oh, are you going to play some Rod Stewart?
Not playing Rod Stewart.
Oh.
But this is how we goofed off for easily 45 minutes. Someone left a record out.
Yeah.
And it's a Nazareth record.
Right.
In the studio. Malice in Wonderland. That's what we call brilliant wordplay where I come from.
Yeah.
And it's a huge gatefold. And look, there's like some fire and the kids are worshiping the fire.
Wow.
Like little pagan heathens. And they're welcoming you to sit down at the table with them. And someone looks like they're in front of a record player. It's really a ridiculously stupid cover.
Yeah, it's dumb.
But it's Nazareth. So what did you want?
Yeah.
And we pulled it out and we get a Rod Stewart record. We get Rod Stewart's Body Wishes, which is maybe the stupidest term for physical lust I've ever heard. A body wish. My body wishes to possess you tonight, m'lady.
You mean worse than Spoontang?
Spoontang's brilliant. Spoontang's brilliant, and he who came up with it should be writing for a hit Hollywood show.
Oh, my.
Not doing this piece of crap with a narcoleptic co-host.
What's wrong with that?
You know what? Nothing's wrong with it, but you just tell it to Manny over here.
Oh,
I like Manny Charlton.
You got to love those suspenders.
Zal Clemenson.
You know they pulled out their best for that cover. You know, the one guy, he looks like he's got a sailor hat on. Like, the other one guy looks like Will Ferrell as the more cowbell dude.
He really does. Yeah. That would be Daryl Sweet. And Pete Agnew on the other side. Oh. Just happy he's along for the ride.
I guess.
God, 70s plumage was disgusting.
It's not good.
It matched what was downstairs. That's what was most graphic about it. But we started playing Body Wishes, which I then had to look up. Yeah. On like all music and all that stuff.
Yeah. What does it say?
Horribly reviewed.
Right. Well, it's not good.
I beg to differ.
I mean, we found it. So yeah. It's like, ooh, it's a gem. We found something. We found a relic.
It's but, like when you find an M&M on the desk.
Yeah. But, I mean, if we found a dinosaur's toenail, I mean, we'd be so excited about it. No. We just think, oh.
Something hit me, though, listening to it.
Yeah.
Really? You're going to act a little more excited? Yeah.
What hit
this
you?
Is what, thank you.
Nothing hit you.
What hit you?
Nothing.
God,
nothing
Allison,
hit
really.
Me. No, it's not good.
Certainly not adrenaline.
I actually like some Rod Stewart, but
I didn't get
this
you
was
the
garbage.
Syringe from Pulp Fiction. Maybe
I do like that we were playing
up.
A record. You didn't even know what the record, how to work the record. So.
It's been a while. I used to own a Fisher-Price, my first record player. I'm not even joking about that.
Yeah.
It was orange and brown. Yeah. Much like the colors of that weird turd I had that one time.
Gross.
With a creamy hue or two to it. I'm putting the record away.
Good.
My point is, that album, consensus on it, it's garbage.
Right.
I enjoyed that bit of music more than I've enjoyed anything I've heard in years. And you know why? I got to pull out something physical.
Yeah.
Physical object. I'm glad they're having Thanksgiving dinner in the hall right now because the volume is great.
Yeah, it sounds nice.
I got to pull out something physical, put it on another physical player that has mass and size and girth to it.
Yeah.
And I listened. It actually had to be something like I sat down to do. It wasn't just playing out of my phone.
Yeah, but that's convenient, playing out of your phone. You can't bring a record player
on
to the gym.
On a real sound system, actual speakers.
Yeah, I mean, that's fun.
Not earbuds.
And you get to hear the cracks and the pops and all that. We don't have that anymore.
Yes, music used to be something you did. It wasn't just accompaniment. And I miss that. There were times in the day I would, do you remember this? You would wait to buy an album.
Yeah.
You had to go to a store to purchase said album.
Yeah.
You made sure they had it in stock.
Yeah.
You brought it home. Mm-hmm. You listened to it. If you lost that copy of that album, you had to get another one or if it broke or anything. Really, Allison, could you just...
What? I'm agreeing.
In maybe the least enthusiastic way I've ever heard.
No, I'm not.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had a record player. I love my record player. But as a teenager, you're talking about when you bought records yourself. I didn't really do that. I wasn't really into it.
Let's talk about
it.
Buying CDs.
I didn't buy CDs.
Little Miss listens a lot.
I didn't really buy CDs either. It was very rare.
I am so close to going in the hallway and screaming, "You loud sons of bitches, knock it off."
Yeah, they are pretty noisy.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
It sounds like war buddies seeing each other for the first time since the S. Since they were in the S together.
The S.
My point is, music I used to love, and it used to be this really, really important thing to me.
I still love it.
I don't.
I do.
It's dead to me.
Why? You don't have to listen to something new. You can listen to old stuff.
It's dead to me like a childhood pet.
Why? I always have music
I
on.
I think because it has been reduced to just this thing you do while doing other things. Like I'll toss on my phone to play some music while I shower.
Yeah.
Or while I'm in the gym.
Right.
It's never, I don't own a sound system anymore. I used to have a dedicated stereo.
Yeah.
There was literally an object in my room.
But you don't need that. You have your iPhone and you just plug it into some speakers.
But because of that, I don't appreciate it as much. If there was a vagina mm-hmm. built into every wall in the house, mm-hmm. would you care about your girlfriend as much, Allison?
You might.
If the special thing she did was replicated by the drywall right next to you, would you really
care? Like in the movie Sleeper. Did you ever see the movie Sleeper with Woody Allen?
I've seen the end where he's the robot or whatever.
Yeah, but they have a booth for sex. And then he's
sex
like,
booth.
Yeah, and you just go in there and you press a button and then you come out and you've, you know, had an orgasm or whatever. But he's like, no, I'm not into all that gadgetry and stuff. I'm still into the old-fashioned, you know, man on woman, physical, old thing. And then he goes into the booth and he comes out and he goes, I'd like to go in the booth again.
Yeah.
Fire up the booth. Like, I don't need a girlfriend. I don't need whatever.
God bless Woody Allen. Yeah. That delivery was perfect, too, by the way. There you go.
Yeah. So, I mean,
I think
I get what you're saying, but I still like music. I mean, I don't have to listen to something new. I don't have
there
to listen
are people
to hip-hop
out there.
Or grunge or your favorite.
Exactly. My Cookie Monster death metal.
Yeah. I don't like it. But, I mean, I listen to all kinds of music. Classical, whatever.
It was my life in the day. I'm not exaggerating. My every penny went to CDs and things of that nature.
Not me. I mean, I just wasn't that person.
I could not care less now.
I love
Allison,
my records.
Who's on the top of the charts right now?
I don't know.
You're supposed to ask me that.
Oh, who's on the top of the charts right now?
I don't know. We're both ignorant now. This is the dumb kid show.
But that's because I'm old. You're young, so you should know.
I'm old, too. I'm oldish.
Oh my goodness. But I mean, when I was a kid, my records, I mean, I would just play my records over and over and over and over. I just love my records. I had Grease. I had the
really?
Record Grease. And when I was really young, I had a lot of the,
Saturday Night Fever. Do you have that?
I think my mom had that. But my mom was into, like I said this millions of times before, like she was into everything except for country. We didn't have any country. But everything else. Old stuff, new stuff, whatever. I grew up on the oldies.
But you would say you're as into music now. Now that there's the internet. There was a time where music, I went to my room
and
I locked the
door.
Fire
up Pandora.
That was it. I just had my stereo. That was my only escape. That or books. But I'm straight, so you know, none of that.
You just fire up some Pandora and you put it on. I actually use the satellite.
God, I am so not into it anymore.
The cable stations. That's
between
what I
listen to. Netflix,
mm-hmm.
computer porn.
Yeah. I don't really watch TV when I'm at home. You know what I mean? I usually just have music on and I'm doing other
things. Hold on. I just want to go out there to be a dick at this point. I can't. I really want to. Should I? Should I not?
No, I just would just let them be. They're fine.
No, they're not. They're being really loud and uppity.
I don't think they're
there. And you're getting the wrong race, even though I use those magic words. It's white guys.
There's a couple kids there, too, so what, are you just going to go out there and, I don't know, it's fun enough.
I want to go out and stomp my foot and go, they can't hear the magic coming out of my mouth over your interruptions.
Music is good, though. I have music on all the time.
No one's contending music isn't good, Allison.
You said music sucks and you don't like it anymore. I said I do.
Were those my words exactly?
Yeah, pretty much.
Man, I sound like quite the
grumpy
the
old man.
Now.
You're like, oh, get those kids off of my lawn.
I'm saying its role in my life is terribly diminished. The most I do really is like Sirius in the car.
Yeah. Which I like.
It's great, mm-hmm. but there's no longer me looking forward to albums. No. Bring home albums.
No. And a lot of people collected the album art and the
yeah, not having a physical medium is really sad. You the biggest picture you see of an album cover now is on your iPhone. That's it.
Yeah. I mean, doesn't really bother me so much. I mean, I just think, hey,
such strong opinions on the show. Come on.
And then you have less crap cluttering up your house. Like, you know, you have collections and all that. That's ridiculous. Then your house becomes a museum like your mom's house is right now.
It's very true. I'll give you that.
And then you start keeping all your sip cups and all that crazy stuff. That's ridiculous. I mean, there's that book I keep making jokes about over there. I mean, you want to play like Star Wars Monopoly? How many versions of Monopoly do you need?
Like, there's a lot of crap at the house.
Yeah. So, I mean, you don't have records just piling up. And their resale value or collectors, whatever, is like nothing. So, yeah, you have something from 70, whatever, so it's worth a dollar. Whoop-de-ding-dong. Yeah, I'm glad you saved it. Now it's cluttering up your house.
Whoop-de-ding-dong.
Yeah.
I got more stuff. Do you want to pick a segment so you're actually into it?
Yeah, what is it? What do you got over there?
No, I mean, do you have one? I'll give you one if you want. I got a couple choices.
No, you said we're not doing prep. I came here thinking we were going to do the one show that you started talking about. And then you said, no, we're saving it. So
we are saving it. Yeah. It's a special one. The catfishing episode. Yeah. It's coming up.
Yeah.
I wanted to get actual guests.
But that's why we started talking about the sexting thing. Like, you didn't mention, like, hey, that guy's a douchebag. So, like, that guy's a douchebag.
I didn't want to ruin the catfish episode coming up.
So it really will carry over to the catfish
thing. It's all interwoven now, baby. These aren't just individual little ships passing in the night. This is a strong...
Well, you can't just make me look like this sexting maniac person with that person's a douchebag. We should mention that.
Oh, that's how I get my vengeance. That's how Batman got back at
how
Bane.
How would you like it?
He started texting boob pictures to Bane, and Bane was like, what? Bosoms on my cell phone. That's Sean Connery. I don't know why I was Bane.
Well, you're kind of different, man, because you have like a Twitter or the Tinder scroll of chicks and all that, and you just, you know, thumbs up, thumbs up, thumbs down, whatever.
Yeah, so, I feel like a Roman emperor.
It's kind of yucky. Tinder's yucky. Swipe
okay,
is yucky.
So you don't have any topics then?
No,
just
I told
the
you
one.
I didn't. Yeah.
It's okay.
That's what I came fired up to talk about.
Really?
You see how fired up I am?
Yeah, I can tell. The jet engines of your passion are cinching off my Eugene Levy eyebrows.
Yeah, so what do you got on the roster over there?
Well, mm-hmm. we did our 15 minutes on music. We just summarized all of music in 15 minutes.
But I still like it. I play it all the time.
Oh, no. We're like almost out of topics. I thought we had more.
He just went to his topic pulling it out.
Oh, it's so out. Oh, my God, Allison, this isn't like what we do is improvisational, but this is going to be really, really the rest of the show, which is at minimum another 25 minutes.
Of what, nothingness?
Nah, I got a couple.
If it's news, I'm out.
It's funny news, though.
What kind of funny news?
Someone died in a weird way.
Like, who died in a weird way?
Did you hear about the lady in Texas, I think at Six Flags, who was on a roller coaster?
No. I don't hear news, period. I'm like the woman in a cave. I could get up for breakfast and go to work the next day and, you know, whatever. And then people are like, hey, did you hear the moon blew up?
You're so hooked on your phone. How do you not include,
I'm not
like,
hooked
news?
On my phone.
First of all, don't lie. I am not. Especially on the show.
I'm not hooked on my phone.
You want to tell me, you know, all your lies about your personal life when we're just supposedly talking to each other in confidence? That's
fine. Haven't even been on Twitter for a couple of days. Like, I don't do Twitter. I haven't done Facebook. I did, like, one picture on Facebook.
What
one
were you
picture
doing?
On Twitter. Huh?
What were you doing then?
I was outside. I was doing outside stuff. Outside, hiking, walking, whatever.
With who?
I don't remember, but I was.
Oh,
really
you don't
busy.
Remember? Wow, God, you're a bad liar. I don't remember. I was my busy. Captor. Jesus,
I
do.
Oh, I was babysitting also. Yeah,
oh, okay,
so we did
yeah.
kid stuff. Yeah,
you're literally like a woman.
It's
just
true,
caught
it's
coming
true.
Home. I was out with my friends. Oh, which friends?
We went to the park. We went hiking.
Heather,
whatever.
You know a Heather?
Yeah, so what happened to this lady at Six Flags?
She flew off a roller coaster and died, and her kid was in, like, the seat next to her.
How did she fly out? For real, what kind of roller coaster was it? If you don't have the whole story, then forget it.
Really? Okay, we'll forget it. Now, what's your story to eat 25 minutes?
I have lots of stories.
Okay. About the hiking? I don't remember who I was with. Doing outdoor stuff.
I did make some juice smoothies also. I did a lot of juicing also. And I was dog sitting for my neighbor. So I did some dog sitting. Yeah, that's what I did. So what happened? What kind of roller coaster was it? So tell me.
I'm trying to figure out if it was one of those like really creepy ones where you, what are you, like standing? And yeah. Then the shackle kind of comes over top.
Yeah, but with those, I'm thinking, like, if she flew off, it was probably, like, an old wooden coaster. Because I've, you know, you can pop out of those.
Well, I'm wondering how she managed to, because in my mind's eye, when I hear roller coaster, I think everyone's design that they first go to is, like, the mine cart. Yeah. And then that metal bar just comes down and, like, goes over your hips.
Yeah.
And keeps you trapped there.
No, but anymore, the newer roller coasters, I haven't been to an amusement park in a while, but... the last time I went, like, the newer coasters are so smooth and you don't move around and you don't jerk much or whatever. So, I mean, there has to be a serious mechanical issue. But the old wooden coasters, which still at, what you call it over here?
Busch Garden or King's Dominion.
Yeah, King's Dominion. They still have the Grizzly, which is an old one. And when you're
I've done
that,
the Scooby-Doo. That's the extent of my
That's
bravery.
Actually new. The Scooby-Doo is actually new. So it's a newer
Scooby-Doo
one.
Scooby-Doo was there like 15 years ago.
Yeah, but it's a newer coaster made to seem like a wooden coaster.
Oh, it seemed rickety as hell.
I think it's newer, though. But if you go on the one that goes frontwards and backwards.
Paralyzer.
No, it's not the Paralyzer. That's wrong.
The Devertebrayer.
No, that's the stand-up coaster.
The Whiplasher.
But the Grizzly and the other one, they're both, and you can pop out of those easy. Like, you could have just flew out.
Yeah. Well, this chick, Rosie Esperanza, it was her first trip to Six Flags. That's how the article starts. I think they wanted everyone to go, and her last, in their heads. And guess what, author? You got me. Long story short, she was with her son on the Texas Giant, a 14-story high roller coaster that boasts it has the world's steepest drop.
Yeah. And but she didn't fall off on the drop. I mean, you're not going to fall off on a drop.
Apparently she did.
Then she was standing up. She's dumb.
Apparently she did.
Gravity pulls
you down.
The
lap bar. Mm-hmm. The lap bar that holds passengers in their seats didn't seem secure to her, according to eyewitnesses.
Okay.
And she, before the coaster starts, turns to the little punk who runs this thing.
Yeah.
And says, I'm worried that my bar isn't tight.
Mm-hmm.
He... being paid $8 an hour and really pissed that he's getting interrupted from his texting.
Yeah.
Says, did you hear the click? Then you're fine.
Mm.
Coaster goes up.
Mm-hmm.
Bitch goes flying. And now we got this poor momless kid.
Yeah.
Who had to watch his mom.
Yeah.
Tumble out of an effing roller coaster. The way we all nightmarishly imagine it happening to us. It actually happened to her.
I don't actually think of it ever happening to me.
Are you big on rides, period? I abhor them.
I actually like them.
I hate them. I, first of all, to this woman, not trying to be crass here. Ha ha ha, that's what you get.
No. I mean,
rides are for dumb people. I'm putting it out there right now.
I like them.
Rides are for stupid people.
Unadventurous people who live in their mom's house with a bunch of cats and put
theory,
their cats on Tinder.
They sound like they're great on air, those hypothetical people. My theory, if you're too dumb to amuse yourself using your brain, or as I like to call it, the biggest sex organ.
Right.
Thank you.
With Netflix, because that's what smart people do.
Exactly.
They just glue themselves to Netflix.
They watch 30 seconds of Carl Sagan's Cosmos before they fire up Kingpin for the eighth
time. I actually
time.
Like roller coasters and I like drop things or whatever. I don't like things that spin anymore. That's been for the last, I don't know,
I like
10
things
years
where if they break horribly in a catastrophic manner, I won't die. Like, I'm fine with anything that spins, the upchucker, the detesticler. Those are all great rides, in my opinion, as long as you break and I don't die.
Yeah.
Anything
loads
that has
of people
a height,
don't die.
I hate.
There's anything loads of people who don't die.
Yeah, there's tons.
Yeah, so you get more. You're gonna more likely to die in a car accident
and,
than you are on a roller coaster.
Yeah, it's fine. I have to drive places. I don't have to get on a roller coaster.
No, you don't have to, and you don't have to live a little. You don't have to do anything adventurous.
It's not living a little.
Yeah,
there are people who get wounded all the time on these things.
Yeah.
There's tons of people who walk off a roller coaster and they say, I'm not exaggerating, my back was never the same after that roller coaster. What was the thrill there?
It is fun.
Explain it to me. Like, I get on rides when I'm with a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Who likes amusement parks.
Yeah.
And I'll suck it up and I'll do it.
Right.
But I hate it the whole time. And I'm only doing it because I remember an old psych study. From, yeah. Like, I don't know, behavioral psych or physicals or whatever the hell class. But they said that two groups of men were forced to cross a chasm.
Mm-hmm.
One of them on a rickety Indiana Jones bridge. Like,
right.
This bitch is about to fall apart.
Right.
The other is just on this wide, solid, I could put a truck across this bridge.
Right.
The same woman was put at the end of both bridges.
Right.
She was in on the study. And she was ostensibly she's there giving them like a post walk survey.
Okay.
The real purpose of her was after they all they do their survey,
mm-hmm.
which they really don't care about the people doing the study.
Right.
Another confidant walks up and is like, hey, out of 10, how would you rate this girl's looks?
Mm-hmm.
And the guys who had to cross the rickety bridge, what they found out, because their heart was racing from this crap, they kind of mistook it for this woman is making my heart race. And uniformly, the guys who crossed the piece of crap thought she was way hotter.
Yeah.
So my logic was, if I take this girl on a ride that scares the crap out of her.
Right. She'll think you're hot.
I'm Brad Pitt halfway through that little thing.
Right. I guess. It doesn't work for me.
Yeah, it didn't work for me either. But that was my logic. That's
I mean, if some guy goes on scary rides, I don't think, ooh, he's so whatever.
Well, you wouldn't think it consciously. Yeah. You're going to get off.
I mean, if some
racing.
Guy is a wuss and doesn't want to get on it, then I think, oh, he's a sissy baby.
I had to suck it up and do him. Are you kidding? Like, I had to do this stupid tilt-a-whirl that went 100 feet in the air and was assembled. Really, my problem with these, assembled by God knows what.
I don't mind tumbling. I don't mind, like, spinning like a somersault kind of thing.
Well, this was somersault and in the air.
Yeah, I don't mind that. But I don't
all
like
I could think about, we had
around.
Fried Oreos 2 feet away. Why am I spending $5 on this piece of
crap? I actually had those.
They
were pretty good.
Yeah, they are. You think? You think an Oreo covered in butter and breadcrumbs or whatever? Cookie batter? You think that's good, Allison?
It was delicious.
Yeah,
I had some.
There you go.
At King's Dominion.
It's so fatty. Mm-hmm. Like, that kind of ruins it, but in the abstract, like, you can think as a caveman, like, if you came upon this, you would eat it and think the gods had let some fruit from the heavens tumble down
manna,
to you.
Manna.
Yeah,
manna.
Really.
Yeah. I don't know. I actually do like amusement parks. I mean, I do like rides and stuff like that. It doesn't, I mean, it's
you
fun.
Seem like the type that would.
But I like
bam,
other
bam, I just put that out there.
But I like other things, too, like zip lining. I've done that a couple times.
Zip lining I love. For whatever reason, that one doesn't seem so ridiculous. I guess because I have like a safety harness. There's a safety device. If plan A goes to hell, there's a plan B. On a roller coaster, plan A goes to crap, your harness snaps,
but if that,
you die.
Yeah, you have your harness, your cable to that one wire.
Yes.
It has two, right? So you have two there. But if that main breaks.
I thought there were two different cables.
No.
I mean, like, yeah, if the... the light pole or whatever they're all tied to gets bombed, then I guess you're going to zipline heaven. But just that's all I need. I just need...
But what about like rafting and stuff like that? You're going to do that? No.
That's fine.
You don't even swim. You don't even do it.
I used to be a great swimmer.
Yeah.
I don't
in a
do
lap
it anymore.
Pool with a bunch of nerds.
No, the ocean too.
Where? Where in the ocean?
We used to go up to Delaware, like literally, and then Virginia Beach, like until we were 13 or 14.
Yeah, when was the last time you went swimming?
Ooh.
Yeah, there you go.
Hold on, I got an answer for that. I don't know, maybe like 2 years ago, I got a friend with a pool.
Yeah, because you love it.
No, I hate my body, get it right. I don't hate swimming, I hate like disrobing and my mitts hanging out, my conical man boobs.
Who's going to see? Nobody.
I don't know, everyone at the pool. How's that for an answer? everyone who possesses eyeballs and was within looking distance. In fact, that's everyone who sees everything.
But they're not there if you're at your friend's house.
Well, yeah, that's why I swam.
Oh, my goodness.
You'd make a great lawyer, kid. Why did you shoot this man in self-defense? Because he was attacking me. No further questions, Your Honor.
That's funny. That's it. That's all you need. We got it. We got it in the nutshell. Oh, gosh. But I don't care.
I felt no remorse over this one, really. Like, anyone who gets on a roller coaster, I don't know what they think they're doing. I literally am like, you are taking your life in your hands. Enjoy it. You want scary? How about the one in a million chance you'll die?
How about you eating all that bad food? You're taking your life in your own hands your own way.
Yeah, but mine's delicious and lazy, and I'm not dying today because of it. I'll die 20 years from now, like James Gandolfini, my hero.
Oh, my.
R.I.P., Jimmy, baby.
Oh, God. Seriously?
Yeah, I just did a little finger kiss to the heavens.
Oh, gosh. That's awful.
I did the Sosa.
Stupid. Stupid dumb. What else you got on your chat list?
Oh, we got to milk this roller coaster thing. We got to milk this. All I got other than the roller coasters is the R word thing that just happened to me.
Oh, well, I mean, as far as the roller coaster goes, my sister, we used to go to amusement parks, and every time she would, the first roller coaster we go on, the first ride, she'd always throw up, always barfed.
Really?
Yeah. And then after that, she was fine. So
did you have to take her like on a lighter roller coaster at first?
No, it almost didn't really matter. I'm trying to think.
Would she hunch down? Because I'm thinking of the problem child too right now, a reference no one will get. If Will ever listened to this show, though, it'd be killing him. That was a movie we taped and watched 100 times as kids.
It's stupid.
And they just start barfing all over each other, and it starts this like chain barf reaction.
No, she would just get off, and she'd be like, oh, I don't feel good, and then she would throw up.
Oh, she would do it after the ride.
Yeah.
See, you made it sound like...
No, she didn't throw up.
She would turn like on the rebel yell in King's Dominion and be like, just like exorcist vomit.
That's the one that goes frontwards and backwards.
Oh, rebel yell? Yeah. I got it. Nice. Look at me.
Yeah. So there you go. That's the whole thing.
Oh, you added 30 seconds. Thanks. Thanks. Finish line this close now.
I don't really know any other. I mean, I've been on a couple rides, and I know people have said there's this ride, and it spins you upside down. It's kind of like the it's on an arm, and people sit on it, and then it's like a log, and people are seated on it, and then it spins the people on it, and then it goes up and down and around. So it revolves like in a circle while you're spinning.
Look, I'm just going to put it out.
Yeah.
Because we could jump away from this topic, but... Yeah. In all seriousness, I have more I want to talk about on it.
Right.
My mom's a giant Vagoo. We've established that.
No, she's nice.
No. I don't mean she's a mean person or a bad person. That's another episode.
Okay.
She's a coward, though.
Oh, yeah.
She's
as
fearful. She is literally fear incarnate.
Yes. About everything.
If her spine could have bent inward on itself from like hunching over in terror, it would have done that by now.
No, there's... Yeah.
But my dad was a ballsy son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Like, he's been in combat. Yeah. He knife fights.
Yeah.
You know, he's done it all.
Right.
Well, he did it all. He died. So now he's not doing much of anything. But...
We don't know that.
He didn't give a crap for rides either. And I, as much as I'm going to act like I'm some cerebral son of a bitch, I get visceral thrills. I love orgasms. Mm-hmm. I love massages. I like eating food.
Massages aren't my favorite, just so you know.
What?
Massages aren't my favorite.
Why?
They just aren't.
I hate people touching me.
Yeah.
I hate it. But when it's in a professional capacity like that, it's so pleasant to me. That's what's so weird. I've never had a prostitute.
Yeah.
Yet... I hate being touched outside of, like, I paid for this to be done to me. Like, I love that. Like, getting the eyebrows done.
Yeah.
Anything of that nature feels great to me. A massage feels great. I really need to buy a hooker. Like, why can't they be state regulated? That would be great. There's nothing physically pleasurable about being thrown around. My back hurts. I want to vomit. My heart's racing for all the wrong reasons. What is there something physically pleasant that I'm missing about getting... thrown around?
Yeah, it's very exciting. It is. And it's kind of like the unknown, you know? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. George, something exciting and unknown happened to George Zimmerman. We all see how that turned out. there's, I don't know, man. I don't get it. But I'm not a horror movie thing like fan either.
I'm not either.
I think they could. Well, you just killed my theory right there. Mm-hmm. Why don't you keep your lips shut, big mouth? I was thinking they kind of could go hand in hand, where you're just the visceral fear thrill is what does it for you. But
no, and I don't like haunted houses and all that either. I think it's hokey.
Yeah, haunted
stupid.
House.
That's
same
stupid.
Thing as stupid. An amusement park.
It's dumb to me.
I also view them as dumb as hell.
Yeah. I don't know why chicks like to do it. I mean, I know a lot of chicks. They're like, oh, I want to go and be frightened, but it's not frightening.
Yeah,
to me.
It's really hilarious until the rapist lurking inside gets you. Maybe I've spent too much time with my mom.
That's right.
Where she just thinks wholesale rape is taking place.
But you know, my mom, it's funny you say that because my mom has this thing.
Your mom was raped? That's not funny.
No, but she is so fearless in so many ways. But when it comes
condoms? Come on, big boy.
But in other ways, she's very fearful. Like when she's by herself, she's very fearful. Like someone's going to come in. And she has this thing about killers. You talk about a rapist. She wouldn't necessarily say rapist, but she'd say killer.
That's just a good time for free.
Yeah. And so my niece one time, she was with me and she said, she was probably like 8 at the time. And she says, oh, yeah, we can't go down. I can't go down the ice cream aisle by myself because grandma says that's where pedophiles hang out.
Really?
So she couldn't.
I mean, grandma's not 100% off on that.
The hangout.
I don't think the pedophiles hang out in the whole grain aisle.
But I just thought, you know. But my mom always had this thing with killers. And my mom would do hitchhiking.
The pedophile in the liquor section. Not so successful, that pedophile. Pedophile in the candy.
My mom, she would invite strange people over.
That's your entire childhood.
Yeah.
You told me horrific stories of you getting left in like like lesbian little cat turd covered apartments.
Yeah,
as your parents were off copping drugs.
Yeah.
And you were just with these strangers, one of whom had a mustache but was female.
Yeah. They're both female. Yeah. And they were hideous.
Yeah. So, they were ghastly.
Yeah.
They really need to land a role in season 2.
Yeah, so my mom is like, doesn't have any fear of anything happening there. And she would hitchhike. We never had a car growing up, so we would hitchhike everywhere. But my mom's thing is she would just ask people if they were a killer.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So the killer would say no and you'd be fine. Gotcha.
Yeah, that's what my mom's thinking is. Wow. She just, you know, somebody pull over. And it was kind of easy to get people to pull over because you see a woman with a couple kids and you think, wow, that's pretty sad, you know. And they would pull over and then my mom would say, hey, you're not a killer, are you? And they'd say, oh no, hop in.
The guy would hurl his bloody knife out the window and say, no.
But it always bothered me as I tell my mom, like, you know what, could you not say that? Like, maybe he was trying to quit. Like, maybe he was trying to stop. Maybe he was, you know what I mean, he just did his last
kill. Totally worthless. It's about as effective as like girls at a frat party. Are you a rapist frat guy?
Yeah, I know. That's my mom's thinking. So my mom was fearful in some ways.
So
and like,
your mom is dumb too, on top of everything.
Kind of, but I think she kind of wants to believe the good in everyone. Like everyone, you know, it has a good
so
side
like,
or whatever.
The killer kills the two of you and then turns to your mom and she's like, you're better than this. And he puts down the knife and...
I mean, then they live happily ever after.
Exactly.
I mean, I don't know. Yeah, but she, when she's by herself, like she would sleep with, even when she lived with me, my mom lived with me. I mean, off and
loser.
On, like a couple times. She was sick. She had cancer. So I took care of her, you know.
Wow, you win that one.
But right, she's a loser for getting cancer.
You win.
But anyhow, she lived with me for a while, but she would be fearful. Even in my own house, she'd be like, do you hear those noises? Do you hear that? And she'd have a knife under her pillow. And, you know, and then when she had her own place, she... when she was living in Georgetown, it was kind of like a row house type thing. And you
explain,
can hear,
though, to those not in D.C., Georgetown is an amazing area. So you say
is.
Row house. It was probably, what, $800,000-$900,000 for
right.
a row
yeah.
house.
Mm-hmm. But it's funny the way that this particular one was set up because it was like a whole house and it faced the street. But then the back end of it faced the other street and was connected to like these row houses. So this one actually, it was really weird how it was done. But yeah, it was probably.
It was a double entrance house?
No. I mean, it did have two entrances and it had a yard, a big yard. It mm-hmm. looked like a single family home.
Okay.
But the back end of it was attached to these row houses. It was kind of odd. But yeah, so you could hear the neighbors through the walls and
yeah.
stuff. On that one side. But my mom would hear creaks and cracks and noises and stuff, and my mom would just start stomping around, and she'd go, "Hey, Bob, you got the gun? Yeah, stop juggling those knives, you know."
Oh, she'd scare off the killers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We know how trigger happy you get. Don't go shooting anyone. I'd be like, "Mom, you're not fooling anyone. If somebody's actually stalking this house, they know you live here by yourself."
You know? I think you are weird as hell, but how are you as normal as you are?
Oh, I don't know. It is really fascinating.
How did she get that way?
You know, my mom, she was...
Like, what made that? Is there normalcy? Because everyone thinks they can slowly fix themselves generation to generation. At least I see it that way.
But
was there normal that came together and produced this crazy out of somewhere? How does it work?
My mom, she was raised... Her mom was actually... she could speak 7 languages. My grandmother could. And she actually worked as an interpreter for an ambassador. Also, my grandmother, I told you this before, she was also Miss Scandinavian in, like, 1968 or 9, something like that, for Playboy.
1969 is funnier.
Yeah. But then her mom...
Wait, can I see photos of your grandma, like, naked?
I try to look it up. My mom has actually seen it. She found it, from one of her friends had shown her when she was like 14 or something like
that. I'll bet around the schoolyard. Hey, I ran off a batch to your mom. Enjoy.
But she was raised, her mom remarried this guy in the military, and that was her stepdad when she was young. And then my mom is one of 8 kids. Her mom was never really around. So she either had the nannies and things like that because he was military. I asked my mom recently, because it's kind of unconventional the way my mom grew up, and she kind of raised herself in a sense. She was very sheltered. She believed in Santa Claus till she was 14. She just kind of lived. She was very, very naive. And then just they moved to New England, and then when she was, I think, 17.
I was writing down the outline so that I don't have to ask you after the show. What did we talk about? You're like, I don't know, things.
But when she was
Santa 17. Santa Claus till 14.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How?
Just because
did she not go to school? I mean, that was
That's because they lived in the military and they were raised by like military like nannies or whatever. And they traveled. My mom lived in Japan for 3 years. And so they just lived in like this little bubble, essentially. So
just the family kind of drifted around, you're saying.
Yeah. So they then when
what was the grandpa like, by the way?
He's non-existent. So when my mom was older, I never met my mom's stepdad.
Your family is like a long series of guys that peace out.
Kind of, I guess. But my grandmother, she was married like, I think, 4 times or something like that. 3 or 4 times, I think. And then the last one, she had her boyfriend that she lived with for a while until she died. She actually drank herself to death. That's a true story.
So wait, your grandma was an alcoholic who went through men, and your mom was...
Yeah. And so, but the funny thing is that my mom, she was just left. She woke up Christmas morning and then her mom
was
gone.
Why do they always pick the big days? Yeah. Why? Why can't it just be like June 28th?
So my mom went and lived at a group home until she was 18, I guess.
I think it's like I can't tell you how many Christmas peace outs I've heard about. Do you think it's like the stress of not getting presents and just being like, I'm such a horrible parent, and then their horrible parent thinking is like, well, the best thing I can do is just leave this kid?
I guess. I mean, I could never leave anyone's kid, let alone my own. That's horrible. Like, I just would never.
You know who said that? Gary Glitter.
Well, the thing about it is, I think substance abuse kind of makes you think, I don't know. I guess maybe she thought my mom was old enough that she could take care of herself. But
how old was this?
I think she was like 17.
Jesus. Mm-hmm.
And then my grandmother left. And then she came back to New England after a few years or whatever, and they wound up reconnecting.
How'd you miss me?
Yeah.
Vermouth on her breath.
And so my mom was very naive. So I asked her, like, my mom kind of had this, like, and she was never liked because she was the oldest of all of those siblings. Mm-hmm. But my mom.
Liked by who?
Her stepdad. Her stepdad didn't like her. Because
didn't you say she's like really foxy though? So probably wasn't he like nursing a rod for her the whole time?
I think he probably was. I think there was some questions of that too. Yeah.
Oh God. I was saying it comedically, but you, of course, you're like, oh yeah, she got molested tons. And she had cancer. Anything else I can answer?
You want to talk about her miscarriages too? Or the abortion.
About the little baby brother I had that died on her.
That's true, too.
SIDS'd on her tummy. Yeah, it is. Probably the most horrific thing I've ever heard in my life.
But it's funny. So I asked my mom, like, how she is so funny. Like, she really does have a good sense of humor, and she is a funny person.
Comedy,
like,
equals pain. Pain equals comedy.
Because my grandmother was not funny.
She was just drunk.
Yeah, she really was. Like, she was not a funny person. Like, you wouldn't just think, oh, she's a riot or she's the life of the
party. She was in Playboy. She didn't need to be funny. There's your answer.
I guess. But my mom was very attractive, too, so.
Was she Playboy hot?
She could have been. I mean, then she, you know. I mean, you know, drugs don't look good on anyone.
Okay.
But I have photos. I mean, my mom actually, I told you my mom, she actually won.
Beaver of the month.
She won a dance contest. Her and my dad, they would go to the discos and all that. And she won a dance contest when she was like 8 months pregnant with my brother.
Jeez.
Yeah.
The one that.
Yeah, he's dead.
And how'd he die again?
SIDS.
Where?
Right on my mom's chest. And it's really not hilarious, but that's horrible. This is comedy gold right here. This is terrible. you need to turn it off. That is just awful.
What are we doing?
You started it. What are we doing? Oh, gosh. Wow.
Okay, back.
Yeah, that was terrible. Terrible.
Oh, God. Like, normally... When the host is losing it, like, it's the Johnny Carson, Ed Ames, Tomahawk thing. Like, everyone in the audience is losing it. Like, I'm dying laughing at you talking about your brother Sid's death. And everyone listening must be like, what a reprehensible piece of crap. I'm literally alone. I'm completely alone.
It was sad then. But
it was horrible.
Yeah.
It's still sad.
Well, I mean, I love my brother. I really did. I didn't really love my sister.
I was going to say, the wrong one made it. Is that too much?
I'm not going to say that.
I did.
No. But, I mean, my sister was a pain. But my sister was a pain because my brother had died. So, because my brother died, my mom overcompensated in every little sniff. Then my mom sort of became like your mom with my sister. Every little whim, everything she wanted, and then she got a spoiled brat.
Oh, we didn't get, like, the good things.
Yeah, but you got a lot. And if you could say, hey, I don't want to eat this spinach, go get me
McDonald's.
Oh,
yeah. No.
And she would do it. And that's
well,
the same
she never
with my
even
sister.
Tried. In my memory, we were never even fed health crap. Like, she learned quick.
Yeah.
Like, she just didn't want to worry about it.
And that's kind of how my mom was.
Well, there was a lot of Happy Meal toys in that house. I'll put it that way.
We rarely had McDonald's. But if my sister wanted something, then that's what she got. You know, she wanted popsicles for dinner. But I had to sit there. And I'd be sitting at the table all by myself, staring at the broccoli. And my sister would throw a fit, and she could go outside and play, you know.
Good Lord.
Yeah, it was bad. It was rough. It's rough childhood.
Sounds it.
A lot of pressure. I was just talking about this the other day, but it was funny. When you talk to my family, I was always well-liked. Like, I was always well-behaved, well-mannered, that kind of thing. And so all my family enjoyed having me, and I would stay, you know, aunts and uncles or with my grandparents or something like that. And they always said what a delight I was. But they always said I was an adult. Like, I was never really a kid.
You had to raise yourself.
Yeah.
Your mom was out boozing and whoring. From the time you're... I don't even... Wait. How long did she wait before that kicked in?
Before she, like...
Just was like, you can raise yourself.
Oh, I mean, I just always raise myself.
You, like, pop the pacifier out.
No, I told you, like, I could remember even as a kid, my mom would be like, she wanted me to stay up all night, and she wanted me to keep her company, and I'd be like, hey, I got school tomorrow. I was fourth grade.
Jesus Christ.
You know, it's like, I got
to
get up tomorrow.
My mom never
woke us up for school.
Oh, God.
Never made us breakfast.
Ugh.
Like, I couldn't even reach the top cabinets where the oatmeal was. I had to get a chair, you know. Like, who does that? Yeah.
A horrible mom. There's your answer. That wasn't too rhetorical a question
at
all.
If something happened and the bus, sometimes the bus didn't come or whatever, you know, like, it was snow and school was canceled, but, you know, I didn't know that it was canceled. And I'd say,
your mom pawned the radio for rock?
be like, the bus didn't come. My mom would be like, you better get back out there. You better find a ride. Like, I think school might be closed. Like, oh, God.
My heart hurts.
Yeah, well, you know.
That's just so bad.
Yeah. So I asked my mom recently, just recently, actually, when I spoke to her, and I was like, why, how did you become, like, funny? Like, how did you have a sense of humor? Like, she kind of had it rough, too, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And she said, I don't know. She just always liked it. She always liked the movies. And when she had a chance, then she would, you know, spend money. She did a lot with records, too. Like, she was kind of really into music, so she bought a lot of records, and she always went to the movies and those kinds of things. So I guess you just pick
it up.
Instead
of buying you clothing.
No, I mean, that was when she was a kid, when she was a teenager, those kinds of things, before her mom left her.
Okay, we gotta, I can't do this anymore. I want to eat, and you're just telling the worst stories ever.
Oh, there's so more. I got a lot of more.
Did you?
No.
Did you? Okay, yeah, the music kicked in. We're safe.
Oh, gosh. That's terrible. Yeah. So you'll have to see if you find my grandmother somewhere.
I'd like that.
Yeah.
Are you kidding? If I found photos of your grandma in Playboy, yeah. I would just, you would get a text every 2 hours saying, I did it again.
I'll have to ask my mom when it actually was. She knows.
Please, yeah, get the info. They've uploaded a lot of that stuff nowadays.
Yeah.
I think I can find it.
All right.
I think I can find it. I think I can share it.
Yeah.
Allison.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
I don't know why I'm thanking you for all of that horrible, horrible, depressing.
You started with some roller coaster thing.
How do we get where we get?
I don't know.
And then the show's over. It's magic.
I guess.
They want to get a hold of you on Twitter. Who wouldn't want to get a hold of you, given your background, all the cheering up you need, probably weird in bed because of it. It's at Allison Frank, A-L-L-I-S-0-N. I'm John Papagiorgio, at Papa's Basement on Twitter. The show's website, inpapasbasement.com, contains every episode of this radio show you're ever going to hear. They're posted every Monday, every Thursday. Bunch of my writing there as well, and all of our contact information outside of the Twitter handles. We got Facebook, we got iTunes. Please do look up Papa's Basement on iTunes. Like us. Follow us, whatever the hell it is you do on iTunes. All the verbs kind of swirl together. Mm. You do something to indicate preference and rate us positively.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds good.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb.